Hopefully enjoying your Saturday morning. It's time now for our Sydney preview on RSN 927 Saturday race day. They are back at Royal Randwick, and what a program it promises to be. The shorts is an encounter that everybody is looking forward to, with the best sprinters in the land to do battle there. And the Group 1 George Main Stakes is also a highlight with Very Elegant, the dominant favourite. Let's welcome in our team. First of all, David Gately, it's a good morning to you once again, mate. Did you enjoy your coffee? I think he did. He said it was the best coffee that he's ever had, Gator. Lizzie Gels, how are you going in isolation? Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, that was very short and sweet from Gator. Yeah, I'm enjoying my time in isolation as much as I can be. Looking forward to getting out, starting to climb the walls. But this is a great program. Saturday's last Saturday, and this Saturday is a great day to be on the couch watching it from all over the country.
One man that he wishes that he'd be at Royal Randwick today, but I guess he'll have to enjoy it from the couch as well, is Tommy Berry, who was superb last week, and we've got him back once again. Hello to you, Tommy.
Gareth, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. We're talking to Navesh Ramdani this morning regarding the track. It's a soft five at the moment, but he did point out that the win might get up to around 50 k's, and it's a Westley win, and he said that horses with cover might be advantaged today. From a jockey's point of view, do you take that into consideration?
Yeah, definitely. It's very hard to tell until you are on track. I did do the course proper gallop this morning on one of John O'Shea's, and it felt like it was on the worst side of a five, but with the wind obviously picking up, by race time, it should be a genuine five track, and it's got a really nice cover of grass out there at Randwick. So I think it'll play pretty even. But as you said, if you get a headwind down the back, or down the side of the track, it definitely does assist you if you can get some cover at some point.
At Randwick, they were kicking up a bit of the track. It looked like there is a bit of fill, or they've been treating it with something over these coming months. How did you assess the track this morning when you had that course gallop on there?
Yeah, no, I thought it was the best it's ridden for quite a while. I led the gallop, so I wasn't sure about the kickback, but it felt very, very firm underneath my foot, and very good grounding. Because as you said, Lizzie, winter periods or getting to the end of winter, when the tracks have been used quite a bit, they can get quite shifty, but Randwick didn't feel that way this morning. It felt quite good. So providing the wing doesn't cause too much havoc, I think every horse will get their chance for wherever they are in the field.
Let's take a look at the first race over the 1,000 metres. A host of scratchings here. Take out the 4, 5, 7, 11, 12 and 18. The market tells us that a head start will be tough to beat. James McDonald and Daddy Williams at $4.80. Leo's a $5.50 chance. Nikki Tricks at $5.50. Private Agent is a $10 hope. And Battleground down the bottom there at $5.50, Gator.
Well, I had my annual highway win last week, so
well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Might just abstain going forward. For the sake of a tip, we'll tip Leo, who's a big trial winner. His last two fresh runs are highway wins. Private Agent resumes a long break, but a couple of trials have looked really strong there as well. Head starts unbeaten fresh, and Nikki Tricks. So we are 2-10, 1-3.
Lizzie?
I think Battleground, having that crossover noseband taken off, drawn the inside gate, he's got a nose roll on. They just rode him a little bit too positively last start. Well, he actually just took charge of James McDonald last start. So Jason Collett back aboard. Should settle and relax, draw me inside gates. I think he's worth a play at around the $5. But I suppose when you're looking at these races, Tommy, when you see the 1,000 metres, we know they're going to go hell for leather. What's your thoughts on the sort of the overall makeup of it today?
Yeah, look, 1,000 metres is a great start at Randwick. It's just one straight run the whole way to the home corner. So really getting cover out of that start, it's not the end of the world. And sometimes it can assist you to be sort of in that 3-4 wide line with a bit of cover, where you're able to come off their backs and get that clear running. But I was of the same opinion as with you, Lizzie. I think Jason Collett, he's got really good hands, Jason, and he gets horses to switch off really well. So for a horse like Battleground that can be aggressive, I think he's the right sort of rider for a horse like him. And drawing one, he's definitely the best horse in the race. This is a horse that placed in a Gosford Guineas, I'm pretty sure, going back in his early days. And Leo, obviously, Hugh Bowman's got a good record on him winning on him at Randwick over the 1,000 last preparation as well.
So a push there for Battleground and Gator's numbers there, 2, 10, 1 and 3 in the highway. Let's have a look at the second race, and this is a benchmark 88 over the mile. At Tissues, the scratching here. We have New Arrangement at $7, Charm Star at $11, Big Boy Roy, another one for Chris Waller at $3, then Kiss the Bride at $6, Cisco Bay at $8, Cordia for Godolphin at $4.40 here, Gator.
Look, Big Boy Roy's become really genuine. There were some, you know, certainly concerns around him early days about his level of application. But I think he's turned that around. Beaten in slick time here, second up, and he gave his all last time in a 94 race. With J-Mac taking over, drawn the pole, she had a good trail. Cordia, well, the wide run was pretty costly 2 runs ago and then found the trail last time and dug deep to beat in-form horses. I don't think 1600 pulls him up. New Arrangement, got a bit lost last time, made nice ground, wasn't far off Big Boy Roy. So he meets him a kilo better, must have a case. And Cisco Bay brings in those same form lines. So 4, 8, 1 and 7.
Small but competitive field here, Lizzie.
Yeah, always there's these types of races. You can see there's a number of horses that have got a chance. But as Gacy said, Big Boy Roy has been so consistent, not only just this preparation, but his entire career. He's just never puts in a bad run. And if he does, he's got an excuse for doing that. So he's got to be one of the main chances, along with Cordia, who I thought hit peak form last start when having a look at him and seeing how he paraded. But it's a relatively open race. There's one horse that has made, well, I expect will have made a bit of improvement, will be Charm Star. He was just carrying a bit of condition first up. So look for him to be improving.
Tommy, if you had to have a ride, which one would you like to be riding here?
I think Cisco Bay at the price. You know, he's a horse who's on his day has a very good turn of foot. I think Randwick will suit him well. He's probably going to have to, you know, hope for a little bit of speed in this race, which there doesn't look to be a lot of. But on his day, he's a very nice horse.
So Gator's tips there, 4, 8, 1 and 7 in the second race. Let's have a look at the midway handicap. 1,600 metres, benchmark 72. Scratch the 3, 7, 12, 14, 16, 19 and 20. We have Bowery Breeze at $6, Tampering at $5.50. Big Surprise, the favourite there, at $4.60. Then we go to Akiro at $5. And Gator, those are the horses under double figures here.
I think Bowery Breeze can run well. At a backable quote, found a bit of strife first up. Good to the line. Got into a hopeless spot last time. Made up a stack of ground. I think getting to 1600 drawn a gate, safe going to be within striking distance this time. And as I say, might be the overs in a typically competitive race. Big Surprise, he threw the race away at Newcastle. That form easily ties in through Magella, who of course won that race. Then I think, with great respect, I think a significant rider change last time. Led, sort of went straight with the rail and won really well. Tampering worked on a strong speed last time. They went 2.5 lengths above average, so it was a brave effort. And Akiro, so 4, 9, 6 and 13.
4, 9, 6 and 13 for Gator in the third. Do you enjoy these midways as much as Gator enjoys the highways, Lizzie?
Yeah, I enjoy them. I think that they are more consistent, the horses, and the form's more exposed. It's form that you're looking at week in, week out, whereas the highways, I concur with Gator. They are extremely difficult. You have to do replays from places that you wouldn't usually be watching, and you have to analyse the other horses as well, which you don't know inside out. So it's a lot of work, and doesn't seem to be very fruitful for Gator or myself. So we're on the same page. But these races have got a lot more exposed form. You know them a lot better. I find they're more consistent. And I think that Big Surprise, just looking at how he's progressing through this preparation. And Tommy, I bring you in here. Krista Buchanan is really going well at the moment. Her horses are absolutely flying. And she's got a really hands-on approach, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. I'm pretty sure she rides a lot of her own horses' work, which I think can be a massive asset. And she seems to use a lot of different riders as well. So she finds riders that suit her horses. It could be anyone from a Hugh Bowman or someone that rides a little bit further out. So she just doesn't have the one rider she uses, and she seems to place them very well. But as you said, Lizzie, her horses look really good at the moment, and they're racing that way. And it was a really good win from him last start. I was in that race, and I felt like he'd ride along at a pretty strong tempo, and I was waiting for him to stop. But, it was a big effort to keep going. So between it and Bowie Breeze, he's very hard to get away from. But I find sometimes as well, when horses start to find a bit of bad luck, and they do it quite often, it can be the story of their life. And hopefully that's not the case with Bowie Breeze.
Let's have a look at race number 4, Benchmark 78 over the 1,400 metres. Scratch the 1, 4, 8, 14, 18 and 19. Another big field here. Sam is a $7.50 chance. Liza Bill, the 2, is a $10 chance. High Supremacy at $6. Taxu at $9.50. Super Effort, a $5 hope there. Then we go down to Tony Beat, $11. And Hot Spring Gold at $12 here. So another race with plenty of value, Gator.
Is that, and certainly a question without notice to Tommy, as I can see your producers diving around the studio in there. So is that a confidence thing with these athletes when they keep finding trouble, or is it just, or is it consistently just bad luck and law of probability that it'll turn, or you know, do you think it's a confidence thing from a riding perspective?
Oh, it can be. You know, we make split-second decisions, and when you're riding with confidence, you seem to make the right decision more often. And when you're riding with very little confidence, sometimes you seem to make the wrong option more often. Confidence is a very big thing with horses, jockeys, trainers, and I think punters as well, as you go, Gator. It's definitely a big part of it.
It's a fascinating thing, isn't it? I mean, I reckon from an athletics perspective and irrespective of the sport you're involved in, if you could bottle that up, I think you'd be a trillionaire. As for race 4, I think Super Effort can run well here. It was 5 weeks between runs into that Kenzo Effort. It was a good win. Strong to the line last time, beating all bar a handy three-year-old. And he gave 7.5 kilos to Brigantine as well. High Supremacy resumes his trot well enough, certainly without raving. He ran 8th of 9 fresh last time in, but it was in a Hobartville. It was an on-pace day. His closing splits were pretty good. Now, Elizabeth, well, she hasn't been in restricted race for 100 years, so she gets her chance here. She's just not savaging the line, so hopefully the drop-in class can help her. And Steel Diamond hasn't had much go right of late. So, yeah, typically even 78 race, I think. 9, 5, 2 and 12.
9, 5, 2 and 12 there for Gator. How have you assessed this contest? Are you expecting any horses improving out of their previous runs or campaigns here, Lizzie?
Yeah, a couple of horses that Golly Unlucky was actually very unlucky last start. That was not intended at all, but he didn't have his back marker. He didn't have a great deal of luck. If you go back and watch his replay, he should have run a lot closer, and it was almost as if he was just having a trial. He just had that much unlucky passage. So he's one that, you know, if I was in the yard today, I'd be having a good look at how he's presented. Super Effort is going terrifically well, very consistent. Invariably, when Gerald and Sterling's horses hold their form and their condition always matches. So he's one that should run up to expectations, and Gator has got him on top. The horse that is a big improver is Tony B. He carried quite a bit of just natural condition first up into the campaign, so I'd be expecting him to naturally just improve. And whether this is the right race for him, it'd be interesting to see. But I think that he's a horse that has definitely got a lot of upside moving forward. And interestingly enough, I had Eliza Beale as my pick of the yard last time, so she's looking great. And the fact that she's dropping back in grade is probably going to be really important.
If you had to have a ride here, Tommy, which one would you like to be riding in the 4th?
Well, I was speaking to Terry Robinson the other day, and he's full of praise for Golly Unlucky. And I went back and watched his replay, and he found all sorts of trouble. I've ridden him in the past. He's a nice horse with a good turn of foot. He gets the right run from barrier 3. So him and Tony B, I rode him in a trial at his first trial here in Australia at Canterbury, and he took my eye, and I've always liked him since that day. And, you know, when he starts to get up to a mile and further, I think it's going to suit him better. But them two horses at a decent price can both run well.
Golly, I'm lucky. That's a good push there for the 17 from Tommy and Lizzie. Let's have a look at race number 5. And this is the first of the features, the Bill Ritchie Handicap at Group 3 level over the 1,400 metres. Scratch the 1, 6, 7 and 10. We have Aramayo at $9, Amaralina at $6.50, the New Zealander first up. Private Eye, Joe Pride gave him a good push this morning at $4. And then we have a Tissue at $3.90 and Harmony Rose here, Gator, at $3.70. This is a beauty.
Yeah, it is a terrific race, and it's got a pretty good honour roll as well. The race, Private Eye, I've tipped on top. Not overly excited about the two leaders coming out at scratching time, but we'll stick, because we have to. Was an amazing win fresh, and just run off his feet last time, wasn't he? I think the blinkers on to 1,400, the key. He's won his last two when third up, and he's won them impressively, but Yeah, I just wonder now with this speed. Aramayo, have to take that fresh run at face value. He made up a lot of ground on Zaki. Okay, the winner was eased down, but had some good horses behind him. And 11.38 last 200. Miliana's try well enough. Harmony Rose ditto. And these new season four-year-olds create plenty of interest. I think a tissue's in the game as well. Obviously, 5, 3, 4 and 12.
So 5, 3, 4 and 12 there for Gator. 5, 3, 4 and 12, Lizzie.
Private Eye, I think he does look hard to beat. I mean, there is a number of chances. Obviously, Gator's just run through them all. Amaralina trialling well. Arameo ran excellent first up. Why couldn't he put, improve and put another good run on the board? Of course, Prime Star was a little bit disappointing last start, but, you know, you can't underestimate a horse like him, and a tissue got too far back. So I think there's a number of chances, but the way that Private Eye is going, I think he's a horse that's going to run very well.
From a paddock point of view, Lizzie, your thoughts on Private Eye first up, and then when you had a look at him at Kembla Grange?
Look, first up, I thought that he looked pretty much ready to go. I didn't see him at Kembla, so he's one that has... Look, I think he's one that I don't think was too far off the mark first up, even though Joe said that he was a little bit behind the eight ball. I think he's been pretty much spot on, and I did see him, sorry. And he looked fine. So I think fitness-wise, I'm not expecting improvement. It's just the way the race is going to be run is going to be more suitable.
From a jockey's point of view, Tommy, when you've done your speed maps in the latter part of the week and then the leaders come out.
Yeah, look, I take Gator's point with Private Eye. You know, obviously, he's a horse that gets back, so you think he needs speed on, but I think if you go for his first two runs, his prep, they didn't when he did win and was very impressive, it wasn't off the back of a very hot speed. And then the other day, the speed was on, and he struggled to keep up. He got out of his comfort zone. I think he's a horse that enjoys travelling hard on the bridle in slow-run races, even though he does get back, because he can run times that, you know, not many horses can run. So... you know, even though the speed's come out, I don't think it's going to affect him too much. And he should be able to hold a bit more of a forward spot over the 1,400. And the blinkers going on shows a bit of intent there for Joe Pride.
Race number six is the Darley T. Rose Stakes Group 2 level for the three-year-old fillies over the 1,400 metres. You can scratch the 12th, Morioka, who, of course, races at Caulfield. And at the 14 left reeling, we have She's All Class second up the $3.60 favourite. Four moves ahead, $4.40. Mallory, that was pretty good there the other day, at $5. Robodeer at $9.50. Then Latino Blend at $10. Nudge Marty given a chance at $10 as well. Hey, Tommy, how do you work out these three-year-old fillies?
I think they're a very even bunch. I think the standout was obviously the filly that won last week. Of the prices, and she's obviously going to the Golden Rose now. So I don't think there's a lot between them, but obviously this is different now. This is a new pain barrier for these fillies having to go to the 1,400, and we haven't seen any of them at it before. So it's a very even race. There's a number of chances. I think four moves ahead is really good. Rabinda was strong through the line the other day, up on the speed, and Mallory looked like it was the one that was looking for the 1,400 more than the rest. So we haven't seen a lot of She's All Class. She's obviously got a lot of ability. So, and Latino Blend, like it. Nash Marty, it just keeps going. So I'm not sure.
Hey, Lizzie, just quickly before you're back to Tommy, from me, can you, I know it's a little bit difficult to give us a lesson in about a minute or so, but when we're looking at these fillies in the mounting yard on Channel 7 and Sky Thoroughbred Central, what should we be looking for?
Well, you need to see that they're just a sort of quick rundown. You want to see their attitude is relaxed. They're nice and sort of focused. They've got their normal attitude each and every time. So if you build a profile on them and start to learn about each and every one of their traits, then that's how you sort of you get to know them, and you know when something's off and something's not right. But just seeing them, you know, with a good coat at this time of year, improving each and every run. So if you profile them from the first day and then you can see that they're starting to improve, you know, a good... It's really simple. A good shiny coat means they're really healthy inside, and they're obviously having, you know, no issues through training. So those elements, the basic elements, a good walk, a nice attitude, a great coat, they're very simple ones to pick, but beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I see something different to what a lot of other people see. We don't all see the same. So it's really interesting. That's what makes it such a such a fascinating way of, you know, trying to pick winners or identify horses that are going well.
So basically you've either got it or you haven't, Lizzie, and you've got it.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah. I think everyone's got it. Everyone who looks at horses, you know, you love them. That's the reason why I do it. And that's the reason why I'm sure the majority of people love this game.
What are you thinking here then with these fillies?
Yeah, look, I think they're a very even bunch. And Tommy would back me up in saying this. Jamea, who's been, you know, probably the dominant filly, is not one that I would pick out of the yard. She's not a, you know, a glamour. She's very lean, light, doesn't carry a lot of condition. But all of these fillies in this race are pretty good types and they should all be running really well. I suppose my question to Tommy is, he rode Four Moves Ahead back early on as a two-year-old and she created this huge boom. She's coming into this race. This is sort of also almost like a, you know, she's almost got to win this race to warrant all the boom that's been on her previously. Do you think that she can step up now? And do you think that with the question of them going to go forward, has she got enough speed to do that today?
Yeah, I think she's definitely got the speed to be there, but whether she relaxes once she gets there, because we did see with James McDonald in the first up, she did go keen when just off the speed. So drawing out in 10 is a big problem for her, I think. She's a filly that really needs a good run in a race, and she hasn't drawn a barrier or preparation. So I did think today was D-Day for her. I thought first up she got a pass mark. The other day she got ridden quiet and made nice ground. Today I thought was D-Day, but geez, she's going to need a 10 out of 10 from National Ruler, I think, to get the job done.
How are you assessing the fillies today, Gator?
Yeah, well, I think the team have summed up the fillies well. I mean, you look at the Furious Stakes, there was 2.19 lengths over nine of them. The ninth horse was Yearning, who, of course, won quite well yesterday in the Tibby at Newcastle. And she was second quickest home in that race, last 200, just ahead of Four Moves Ahead, who ended up from that draw back last. And they went back to the rail, which surprised me, given it was inferior ground, yet she was still fourth fastest last 200. Mallory, on the other hand, was back and wide, no cover, in the better part of the track, and still ran home really well. Jamea beat her, but had a softer run. So which run had more merit? I don't know the answer. I'm tipping Mallory over Four Moves Ahead with a softer run, not a lot between them. Ribeira ran well that same race. She's all class, getting to 1,400. Must have a case, but 4-1 mainly from 5-3.
So 4-1, 5-3 for Gator. Race 7's the features, the Group 1, George Main Stakes. Scratchings are clear. You've got Colding at $10. Think It Over at $4.60. Cascadian at $11. Rio Dini at $12. Very Elegant into $1.90 now. And Hungry Heart at $14. Gator, you keen on Very Elegant? Because there's been a few different opinions about her. Second up, 1,600 metres, she might be a little bit vulnerable, but there's others saying that she's just a complete moral.
Yeah, well, she's been beaten second up in the past, but she's also won second up. So her own profile would split people. I think the reason why that's happened is when she strikes a moderately run race, she's vulnerable. When she strikes a race with a proper tempo, she's very, very hard to beat because it really suits her. A, because she's the best athlete, right? And secondly, because she can relax better off a stronger speed, I think. Bit of jar out of the track's perfect. I'm strongly with her. I think she finds a race with Riordini and that other leader in the race.
Shout the bar.
They should be able to run along at a sort of Group 1, Group 2-ish tempo, which should be enough. Hungry Heart, she was chopped out at a vital stage first up. She went really well, I think, but, you know, they all ran well. Think It Over was the one that chopped her out and then went on to win the Chelmsford. And Cascadian ran on well behind Think It Over last time. 7-9-2-3.
7-9-2-3 for Gator in the Group 1, Lizzie. What are you expecting today from the champion mare?
Yeah, I think this is her race. As you mentioned, there look to be, they're not going to go crazy, but you've got Riordini, Shout the Bar, Colding will be able to go forward, and she should be able to position not too far off of those three horses that I just mentioned. The rest of the horses are better ridden quietly. Cascadian, Star of the Seas, Lions Roar, and, of course, Hungry Heart. So I think she gets her chance today. Nice, you know, smallish field, which always helps her as well, and the fact that she had that run under her belt. And I thought she did a really good job first up, looking amazing, might I add. She just looked $1 million. So, and Moanga has gone and, you know, frank the form to say that he's going really well. I thought he ran excellent last start. So I think she's hard to beat, I suppose. When I look at a field like this, I know Tommy, of course, he won last year on Colding. He hasn't been aboard him again this year, but do you think he's going as well as he was last year?
Oh, look, yeah, that's questionable, I think. You know, he's a very good horse, and Chris always has him picked to run well third up. He gets onto a dry track, which he obviously really likes, and he likes the mile at Randwick. So I think he ticks a lot of boxes there, but you know, you definitely couldn't say that he's been at his best so far this preparation, but he's one of those horses that could turn it around. But I'd just like to point out, he's very elegant. I'm not sure what you guys think, but you know, drawing barrier two, I always find with James when he rides his mare, he'd probably rather draw out, because James seems to be able to put her in the race whenever he wants, and it's usually earlier than later. We've seen that in, you know, pretty much most of his starts, when he sort of starts to make his move down the side of the track or close to the corner. But it was actually in the George Main last year. She was, I think, pretty sure three pairs back the fence, got strung up a little bit coming around the corner, and was left for that sort of sprint late. And, you know, with a drawing in two and Rhea Dani in one, you'd probably say that she's going to find a fence again. So I think James has got a job to do to get her away from the fence and get her into the race when he wanted to, because there's a few horses here that I think, yeah, she's a fighter, and if it comes down to a contest, she'll win every time. But if it comes down to a turn of foot, a horse like Cascadian or even Hungry Heart that are able to make their runs a little bit before her might be able to get the jump on her.
And from a rival's jockey's point of view, you're happy to see her drawn in the inside, because you can nearly try and dictate to James in a way, Tommy? Is that how you read it?
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of jockeys that will want her inside of them, yeah. Because they know that if James is able to make his run when he wants, she's going to be very hard to beat. But if they're able to keep her locked away, you know, they're taking away her best asset, and that's her strength. So, jockeys like, Tim Clark and Nash on Think It Over, then they're not going to be giving any room to the inside, that's for sure.
Let's have a look at the shorts, Race 8, Group 2 over the 1,100 metres. You can scratch Wild Ruler. Nature's Trip's 2.30, Eduardo at 6.50, Guitar at 10, Masked Crusader at 5.50, Rothfire at 5.50, and Lost and Running Gator at $8.50.
Yeah, some race, obviously. Look, I'm just leaning to Rothfire. I'm a bit of a believer. He's off a long break, but his trials have looked brilliant to my eye. He runs sort of world-class times, which he'll need to do. You can sort of tie his form in through Wild Ruler back in 2020 to some extent, if you like to do that. Keen to see him back. I think he gets a good run here. Nature Strip, well, he thrashed Wild Ruler first up, running sizzling time. It's rare for him to record one of the day's quickest last 200s, so that's great to see, given, you know, I think his strength at the end of races was something he wasn't renowned for in his younger day, but now he can just sustain speed for longer. I think he's got the mantle as the best sprinter in the world. He was beaten in this second up last time in, though, by Eduardo. So is he beatable here before the grand final? Possibly. Masked Crusader, I nearly tipped him. I just wonder if 1,100 will be a touch too sharp here second up, but I'm a huge fan. I think he can win an Everest or run really well in it. And there's Eduardo, and Lost and Running brings in a different form line and creates plenty of interest. So can't wait for this one. 5-1, 4-2 for me.
5-1, 4-2 for Gator here, Lizzie. What about you?
Yeah, this is a brilliant race. I'm happy to just sit and watch. I think Nature Strip is going as well as he has ever gone at this time of year. Haven't seen any of the others first up into the campaign, but I suppose, Tommy, this it's going to be tough sitting on the couch watching Masked Crusader go around. He's one of your usual rides, and he looks as though he's going so well. That turn of foot last start in Melbourne was absolutely electric. What would you be thinking, and what would you be sort of applying tactics-wise if you were riding him in this race?
Yeah, I think I'd just be riding impatient and hoping the pressure gets put on Nature Strip, which I think it will to some certain extent. And we know that he can let off a very good sprint late. He's the sort of horse that just needs a bit of clear room and given time to wind up. And as Gator said, I think 1,100 is a little bit short of his best, especially second up. But, you know, it's probably going to, you know, they might feel that pain barrier of a 1,200 metre race with the pressure that's going to be in it early. And if he can get away, you know, from the inside at some point and make his run at the right time, I think it'd be very hard to beat. But I think this is a race where I think a lot of people would love to have you at the races here today, Lizzie, because I think there's a lot of, you know, yard watches with Masked Crusader coming back from Melbourne. Obviously, Eduardo being first up, you know, Guy Trash being first up, and Rothfire coming from Queensland, Lost and Running. It'd be a perfect race to get your thoughts in the yard, for sure.
Lost and Running was when you won on him at the end of last preparation in the Luskin Star. you've seen him trial. Do you think he's gone to another level? Because he's probably going to need to face up against these horses.
Yeah, he definitely has to. When I rode him, it was over 1,400, and I probably took away his best asset. I got him to switch off, but he's a horse who likes to roll up on a pretty genuine tempo. So from Barry 7, I don't think he'd be wound up by any means. He hasn't really been let off the bit in his trials, but I think today is a day where he can still, put his name up to say, I'm up to the task, and I think he will. I think he'll run very well.
Let's have a look at the TAB Kingston Town Stakes. 2,000 metres, Group 3, scratch the 6 and the 8, along with the 13, 16 and 17. We have Kukaraka or Archer at $9. Monophilia, that was really good the other day, first up at $4.40. Spirit Ridge at $7.50. Shared Ambition at $10. Best of Days at $12. And She's Ideal Gator is a solid favourite now at $3.10.
Yeah, pretty keen she's the one to beat. She obviously flew home first up at Wait for Age at an unsuitable trip, one of the day's quickest closing fractions, then went to the Chelmsford, forced back to those slower inside lanes, and whilst to the eye, it didn't look like she was savaging the line, and Montefilia was. She was only 3/100ths of a second slower than her home in the inferior ground, so I think it's a perfect race for her. Shed Ambition, he trialled well before a good return up on a strong speed in that Chelmsford. Of course, splitting Montefilia and She's Ideal. There's Montefilia, who was a really good return, saved up for one run, best part of the track. But this weight scale just suits a few others ahead of her. And Spirit Ridge, so 14, 5, 3 and 4.
Lizzie, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, exactly the same as Gator. I was with She's Ideal last start as well, and she's just come back so strong this time around. She's never been an overly big mare, but she's really, matured, and this is going to be her best preparation, and if they continue on with her, it will, she's going to continue to hold that really beautiful condition that she's got. So she's found a really good race. And Jason Collett on another horse that we're tipping today, so I don't know what he is in the Jockeys Challenge, but just going through his rides, he looks to have a really solid book of rides, and hopefully he can get the job done on her, because she looks as though she's in perfect shape and being placed really nicely, along with Montefilia, who's going to improve from the run when I saw her. She's again looking in good order.
If you had to have a ride here, Tommy, which way would you lean?
I've always liked Montefilia. I've always had a soft spot for her. I've never ridden her, but she's always been ultra consistent. She can make a good long run, and she's probably going to get back today. But, she's very honest, and on her day, she's probably the best horse in the race. But I think everyone should probably keep an eye on Zayrak down the bottom. He's a horse I've always had a lot of time for. He's drawn well. He's sprinted up to go on and win first up. Pretty sure it was on a soft track and probably just ran out of gas late. So second up, 2,000, probably will still need to run a little bit, but, he's a horse who I've had a bit of time for, and, 50-1, I think he's way over.
It's a good push down the bottom there for a roughie at 50-1. Let's have a look at race 10, scratch the 1, 13, 14, 15 and 17, along with the 20. We have Marway at $8.50, Lord Olympias at $9, Gator, Exo Boom $10, and Equation, which is a fascinating runner for Annabelle Neesham and James McDonald, the strong favourite at $3.10.
Yeah, look, there'll be a few in the quaddy, but I think Valaquenta's underrated. I think the overall strike rate would be a lot better with, if he had even luck every time he raced. He's off a couple of wins. He's off a freshen, but he's good fresh. He's trialled well. He beat Spaceboy last time, who had that Portland Sky form. Wasn't bad in a fast Masked Crusader race recently. So, comes up to 57.5, but I think can win. Gravina's trial was nice work. Drawn the inside, so track pattern important by race 10. Equations are really promising. And goes in everything. Exa Boom, another one, trialling well. 6 and 16, 12 and 7.
So 6, 16, 12 and 7 for Gator in the last. Lizzie, what are you looking for in this final event?
There's many chances. Even a horse like Mamaragon as well. He looks to, they look like a different horse this time around. Certainly since they've been trialling him. Hulk, a horse that Tommy knows really well. I suppose we'll refer back to you, Tommy, that you've got horses like Hulk that that you ride normally, Blondo, Equation, who you've won a couple of races on last preparation. What's your thoughts on this race as a whole, and how do you think Equation will go first up?
Yeah, I think it's a very even race. Hulk does need everything to go his way. Usually better off if he draws well, because he's got to be saved up for one last run, and he's a horse that's got to be ridden to get all the luck, and obviously he doesn't get that every time, so he's not going to win every time. But when he does, he's got a devastating turn of foot. But from that alley, I wouldn't be too keen on him today. I think Blondo's drawn perfect to get a good run. And, you know, back he does enjoy a bit of give out of the ground, though, when he's at his best. Equation, very surprised that he opened up so short. I guess that's the James McDonald factor, that Annabelle's been able to find him first up. First up, last preparation, he placed over 1,200 at Gosford, and it took him every bit of the straight to win there, albeit had 61 kilos. So 1,100 is definitely going to be short of his best, but with the speed in the race, I think he'll be hitting the line nice and strong late. But Exo Boom's one that, you know, I've always liked. He's a lovely horse. I thought his trial was really good against in Trivia, and it's obviously come out and won really well last weekend with James, that New Zealand mare. So, it's a very strong race. You could look at it a lot of different ways, but I'd say probably Exo Boom and Equation look like they'll fight it out.
Been sensational having you on the show once again, Tom. If you had to have one ride today, which ride would you love to have?
It'd be hard to go past Mask Crusader in the shorts. I'm very excited to watch him go around.
Enjoy sitting on the couch, mate, as well as you can anyway. Good on you, Tommy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
There's Tommy Berry. What a superstar he is, Lizzie. Enjoy your day in isolation as well. Hopefully you get the best look as you possibly can from the TV screens today with the horses in the yard.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, no, looking forward to watching the racing today. It's great all around the country.
Yep, superb stuff, Lizzie. Love having you on the show. And Gator, you've been brilliant for us all morning. Once again, your best bets, Quaddy, and also your best in Adelaide, if that's okay, mate.
Look, if there's one thing we know about, it's a couch.
Yeah.
Our best is race 7, number 7, a horse called Very Elegant. Quaddy-wise, 7, 9, and 2. So Hungry Heart, think it over. 7, 9, 2. Rothfire, Nature Strip, Mask Crusader, hopefully gets us through the shorts. 5, 1, and 4. Third leg, She's Ideal, Shared Ambition, Montefilia. So just 14, 5, and 3. And coming home with 6, 16, 12, 7, and 3. So a bit wider in the last leg, which is a challenge. Best in Adelaide, I think 4 by 6, Larkham can bounce back and win.
Race 4, horse number 6. Gator, enjoy your day, mate. Great day's racing. And we look forward to watching you on Sky Racing 1.
Can't wait. Thanks, mate.